Conversation 2.
Today we are going to talk about a big challenge that young people are facing. This is the lack of jobs. This week, the International Labor Organization has said that youth unemployment around the world remains at a crisis level.
Crisis is a strong word.
It is, and it's not used lightly. The report looked at young people between the ages of 15 and 24 and found out that around 75 million of them are out of work.
That's really sad news, but the economy hasn't been helping much.
That's right. The ILO's report paints a gloomy picture of young people losing hope and becoming increasingly detached from the world of work. And the ILO's new report predicts no improvement in 4 or 5 years.
So this means that this crisis really becomes entrenched on the labor market, and that we also see these young people losing their skills.
Yes, the economic crisis is really causing a lot of long-term problems. Young people simply aren't seeing any new job opportunities, and the forecast is not good.
The ILO's report paints a bleak picture of young people losing hope and becoming increasingly nervous for their future.
Some are growing bitter that the years spent in higher education have brought no career. Instead, the ILO says many young graduates are being forced to take part-time unskilled jobs.
The ILO is urging governments to make job creation a priority. They also suggest offering tax breaks to companies who employ young people and programs of work that encourage training and learning. These are sometimes called apprenticeships.
What a good idea.
Questions. 13. What is the conversation talking about? What is the cause of the problem? 15. Which of the following is one of the consequences of the problem? 16. Which of the following is one of the advices the ILO provides to governments for solving the problem?